gets just here about 30 seconds more. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Robin from Jersey.
Oh, good morning, Miss Robin from Jersey. Welcome to the Mattress Call. Glad to have you. We have Miss Candy to open, and we got Miss Sunshine Tiffany to close this morning. So let's take about two more shout-outs. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Good morning. This
Valerie
is
from Houston.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, I heard Columbia, South Carolina. Welcome to the Master's Call. And I heard Houston, Texas. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call this morning. Praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you again for joining us on the Master's Call. We are right at 7, a little minute after, so we're going to go on and get started. Let me take off these charms. Great, clear call this. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, via Purview, Texas this morning, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and Dr. J in Hartford, Wisconsin on the north side there in Milwaukee, we do bring you the warmest kingdom greetings this terrific Thursday morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. We're going to go on out to Chicago and have Miss Candy, if she will come to the line now and open us up with a word of prayer. Candy, are you there? Candy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you loud and clear.
Now?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Great.
Dear leader,
praise God. Okay. Father God, we honor you this morning. We bless your holy name. We exalt you higher and higher. We praise you with the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give praises unto you, our King of glory, our High Priest, our Lord of Lords, and our King. You alone are worthy of all praise because you are God and there is no other like you. You are life and you are living. Confucius is dead, but you live on. Buddha is dead, but you live on. Muhammad is dead, but you live on in me, through me, and through all the believers of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise. Daddy God, we the believers stand in agreement that this call will be clear without interruption or interferences. We open up the portals of heaven and release the flow of the Holy Spirit to go into the lives and destroy the works of every demonic attack sent to hinder the integrity and clarity of this call. I speak to the airwaves and command you to line up with God's purpose for this ministry. I curse every diabolical demon within the sound of my voice and every lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and the message forthcoming this morning. God, I thank you for our speaker this morning. I thank you that your words will come boldly, unaltered, unchecked by any outside. Bring to us your uncompromised word. I praise you for this woman of God and ask that you continue to pour out your blessings on her. Keep her in all your ways. Protect her with the mighty blood of Jesus and cover her with the whole armor of God. Bless the founders of this call, Lord. Bless Artists International, its founders, and all who are a part of this Master's Morning Call Ministry. In Jesus' name I pray. Back to you, Pastor.
So much, Candy, for that prayer this morning as we line up the atmosphere and strategically assign the ministering angels so that our hearts are open and ready to hear what thus said the Word of God. We so appreciate and esteem you. Again, this is Dr. Vanessa in Dallas, from Dallas, down here in Prairie View, Texas, right outside of Houston, with my parents, just excited about greeting each and every one of you this morning to the Master's Call. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Henderson, we are just so excited this morning for what God is doing. see so many first-time listeners on the call this morning. We extend a special warm greeting to each and every one of you. And to our regular Master's Call family, we just thank God for you being the front-line warriors each and every day. When God started this call in our hearts and our minds back in October 25th of last year, he gave us a mission statement, which reads, "We are called each day to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day." That's our assignment from God, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we thank God for each and every one of you. As you begin your day with us hearing and receiving a word from the Lord, and the scripture God gave us as a foundational basis for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in the 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But unto you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that his prayers, his word, his will is utmost and foremost in our hearts and minds each and every morning. So again, a warmest kingdom greetings. Thank you for being a part of this call. And I tell you, we have an awesome mouthpiece of the Lord with us this morning. But before we begin, we're going to have just a few artist announcements. So, and just a few announcements that we'll take care of before the call starts. First, we'd like to let especially so many of you first-time listeners know that we do have a website, and we encourage you to visit our website where there's an archive of all the powerful messages since our very beginning. And our website is the Master's Morning Call. wordpress.com themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com And we encourage you to avail yourself of many messages there. If you need it, a word of encouragement, just a praise break in the word, and just to feed your soul and encourage your heart, that is truly a website to visit. And we're encouraging you to spread the word and let others know we're there and pass the link along to others. God knitted our hearts together through Artists International, and we're just excited to be his hands extended and to be the ministers in the marketplace. Also, our email, because one of our other mandates is to pray, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. So please feel free to email us a prayer request, a praise report, or just to give us a shout-out to Jesus. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we look forward to the honor and the privilege of standing in the gap and making up the hedge, praying for each and every one of you. And as our artist family, we are so excited that God saw fit as to knit our hearts, our minds, and our spirit through this God-ordained, God-anointed company. And I always tell those of you on the line who are not a part of artists, please get back with the person who invited you and be open to hear about a company that has stood the test of time, and truly it is a Christian-based company. But we encourage you to go to your back office. We are in the last day of an extended end of month, so we want to push hard in the Holy Ghost to finish with a great finish this month. We also are in the middle of a loyalty campaign where $2 million are on the table. So you want to go to your back office and learn all about that. We're giving away a car a month. Just so many exciting things. Circle of Champions, I tell you, we're at the right place at the God-ordained right time. So we want you to avail yourself and do that four-letter word that I promise it doesn't hurt, and it's not a cuss word. And that's read and see what's going on. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to introduce our speaker who's going to come, and she's been with us before and always delivers such a cutting-edge word. I love the God in her, and she truly is an evangelist. Hailing from Chicago, Illinois, is Evangelist Gwen Beatty, and she is the founder and director of the Winning Circle in FTF, faith-based organization. And what they do is they specialize in financial literacy, urban agriculture sustainability, and preparedness training workshops. Yeah, I drink my coffee that I can say all of that. She grew up on the south side of Chicago, and she has a clear picture about her community. And after 14 years of working in the community, God birthed these ministries out of her. She is a faithful member and part of the outreach teams of Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church, where her pastor is Apostle Clifford Turner. And we've been honored to pray many times for her church and things that God has brought them through. She's been a licensed minister of the gospel since 1994 and just has truly has the heart and mind of God. I tell you, when you hear her speak, you hear the love and the power, the dunamis power of God working in her and through her. So I'm going to encourage you to get a pen and paper, put your spiritual safety belts on, and get your spiritual bib tightened up to eat and feast on the Word of God. As I introduce to some and present to others this morning, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, the floor is yours.
God bless you. God bless you. What an honor. Thank you so much again, Pastor Vanessa, for such a grand, great greeting this morning of introduction. And I just want to be known a servant this morning who obeys God. And I am just always honored to be on the Master's Call. I'm thanking God again for this opportunity to cry out to the Lord in the morning, because I know that those of you who are on this call, I love you, my artist family, those are, who are guests, and everyone that just loves the Lord. Can you hear me okay, Dr.?
Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing good. You're coming across great.
Okay, thank you so much. Giving praises and honor to our God and to Dr. PK and that family, we are standing this morning. I'm just going to drop a word that has been ringing and blessing in my spirit, just so honored that God would give me an opportunity this morning. I know we just came out of the Memorial weekend, and I know we've hit the summer for many of the cities that don't see summer all year round, like those of you who are blessed on the sides of the town that we get an opportunity to see the bloom. And this morning, I just want to speak a word in your spirit and just remember God, just real briefly, remember God. And all that we do, even in this Artist International family, as people race for those prizes, all that she just said in the back office, I don't want you to miss the mark this morning by getting to know him. And I know those of you who are on this call that you are truly in the will of God, and I know that he can use you this morning. So we just want to keep our eye on the prize. And one of the foundational scriptures for those of you who have your Bibles this morning, I'm going to speak from St. John, and the 15th chapter, 17 through 20. But I'm going to start at the 20th verse, which simply says, remember the word that I said to you. That's key right there. Because in the morning as we start, so much happens to us that many voices try to speak to us. But the most important thing that we should remember is getting to know him. Getting to know God, because the servant is not greater than the Lord. For if the world persecutes you, the world says that if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they keep my saying, they will keep yours also. So in the morning, as we remember God, 17 says, these things I command you, that you love one another. For if the world hates you, you know that they hated me before they hated you. And 19, I know I started a little going up, but this one says, if ye were of the world, because we're not, we know the world would love its own. But because we are not of the world, but have chosen But I have chosen, each of you have been chosen this morning to not be of the world. Therefore, know that the world hated you. And one thing about being in the will of God this morning, when you keep your eyes on God, that's remembering him and all that we do, we will know that we can keep watch in two kingdoms, even as you operate in this world and even as you operate in the spirit. Keep your eye on the mark of always remembering God. And you can hail that song of the sayings, you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Those of you, I know there are a lot of psalmists. If you don't know that song, talk to somebody and ask the Lord to use you today. For in knowing God and his nature, you can be navigated in this world. It's just really, really important that as we are in these summer months that we would just recalculate our life. Think about just being like a GPS. You know, many times when you inventory your life, you inventory your day, and you're going about remembering that Evangelist Gwen is always going to be bringing you back to the evangelistic message of the fivefold ministry. Inventorying your life and pressing in the will of God towards the mark. As we press towards many, many things in these upcoming days of this awesome, joyful June that we've entered in, I want God to just loose an uncommon favor on you, because we are the ones who will remember God. We, number one, want to fight to stay focused. Many things will come at you this year. Many things will come at you in the next 6 months. But we want to recognize that God is with us, that we are chasing after God because we remember him. We know that God has commanded us to love, not like the world, but that we have to love like God, love like that love that only God can release. Celebrate one another. Celebrate the body of Christ. Celebrate the life that God has given us, because he is the giver of life. So as I remember this Memorial Weekend, I want to keep watch. I celebrate America. I celebrate that God has left us this rich legacy and this history, even in this artist international company. We call this a declaration day because we know God. But in all our knowing and our getting, I want you to just remember God. All of the great legacy and history, we're going to write our own legacy and history. You know, don't think that it's strange that the world challenges you, but remember that, number two, you are more than a conqueror. As you stay focused, regardless of what's coming your way, know that you're more than a conqueror today. It's more than a physical attraction of things that come your way, but they're spiritual as well. You're in the world of physical things of the world, but think about the supernatural things that God has given us to work in his behalf, so that we can decree and declare God's vengeance in this earth, because he will use each of us as oracles as we construct our life. Just remember that even in the wilderness, God took an opportunity to prove himself. So learn the leading of the Lord. Number three is what I want to just leave that with you. Learn the leading of the Lord. Learn the true and living God that we talk about every day, that we walk in, that it's the leading of the Lord that we look at. And that we remember when we are led, remember not just the good things that we're led to, but remember how the Lord kept you even in the bad days. Remember how God sustained you. So we can't speak the words of the world. We have to speak the words of faith. how he is a keeper and how he kept our children. And remember over in Deuteronomy, if you go over to Deuteronomy 8, verses 5 and 6, I'm thinking about the chastening of the nations and what happened when the children of Israel, they had the blessings and the cursings, and the Lord told them to choose this day where you will serve. So when you remember God, you remember to celebrate life. So today, let's walk in the life-giving that God has given us. Remember to celebrate what we even have lost, because the Bible says that all good and perfect things come from God, and because he also works things out for the good of his people, whatever is happening, it's going to work out for your good. So fill yourself up with the wealth of the word. Remember, we not only have a responsibility of carrying the flag of declaration as we're walking in what the people have laid down in America, that we might live in liberty during this memorial season, but remember to memorialize what the remembrance of God has brought us, and that is to bring wealth in your spirit, to bring much provision. God has given us much provision. Artists has released in your back office much provision. How will we operate in this day? One more day before we close out. There's provision in today. So fight to stay focused as you go after the things of God and after the things that are in the world, because even though we're in two worlds, we have provision in heaven, and we have first provision. He says first the natural, then the spiritual. So he wants you to be fed definitely in the natural, but first provision in the supernatural. Remember that your living is not in vain this morning. As we look at the responsibility that we have, let's remember to trust God. Trust God with all of the streams that he has provided. He has provided his word, his conversation. He has given us prayer. He has stretched us this morning. He has commanded us to have vision this morning. Never saw it. Well, remember God. If you remember God, he will remember you. In all of your movement on today, remember the life giver. Remember that you are God's elect. There is somebody who will approach you today. You have an accountability to God to monitor what you say. Monitor it. So get your prayer life together this morning. Handle what God has entrusted you with. Get focused. Know that God has called us to, one, fight the good fight of faith. Stay focused as you fight the good fight of faith. Know that God's nature. What is God thinking about you today? Are you going after the mark of the world? Or, as I said, are you recalculating your life like the GPS? You know how GPS system is. You know, I know eloquently our own Dr. Vanessa has one time told us about an awesome sermon that just dropped in my spirit. But I thought about the GPS of life as we are going throughout our day, and you can sense that you're getting off, but you just keep going. But think about God's purpose for you not straying, and that is my GPS today. Recalculate. If you get off, just say, Lord, I want to get back on. So that GPS takes you back and says, oh, you're on your own. I remember one time I was driving with somebody and they were going a whole nother way, and the GPS says, you're on your own. Well, today we don't want to be on our own. We want to stay focused and remember God so that he can calculate us to our destination. So in all of our getting this morning, I just want to leave these closing words with you. fight the good fight of faith to remember God in all that you do. And know that on God's behalf, he will construct your life, that he will direct your life. He will lead you to a path of righteousness for his name's sake, because he is the God of life. So today I just want to celebrate you and to remind you to keep watch over your life and recognize this day as you remember God in all you do. I love you, and I thank you, and I pray that God will birth into you the joy of the Lord on this awesome Lord's Day, June 2nd. Remember God. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
What a word, what a word. Ah, I tell you, that's a nugget to chew on every day. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gwen. Remember God. Fight to stay focused. Remember that you are more than a conqueror. And I love that third point. Learn the leading of the Lord. What a word out the throne room for feeding our master's call family. We so esteem and appreciate, Evangelist, the God in you. Well, Minister Tiffany, Miss Sunshine, I want you to come now and please close us in prayer, lift up the prayer requests. We have definitely been fed a rich word of the Lord, so we turn it over to you now, Minister Tiffany.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Let us bow in prayer. Oh, Lord, our Father, how excellent is your holy name, your name above all names. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer, our Provider, and our Refuge. And, Father God, we thank you and we bless you and we honor you, oh, Lord. We bow down before you and we ask that you would forgive us of our sins, those things that we thought, we said, and we did that were against your will. Have mercy upon us right now. For, Lord, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, oh God. And we know that you keep on blessing us day after day, Father God. We thank you for every blessing, past, present, and future, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for just raining upon us and for keeping us. We thank you that your miracles have not expired, oh God. We thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for salvation, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. Father God, we bless your holy name, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you and we bless you. We thank you for Dr. Roberts, Father God, and we thank you that you're healing him. We thank you through the blood that is going through his body, Father God, that you are doing a new thing, Father God. For truly he will have a testimony of just how great you are, oh God, and we just thank you for showing us truly that you are God, oh God. We bless you, Father God, for this call, Father God, and we thank you for every person that is on the line this morning, oh God, for every situation, for every circumstance, for every trial, for every tribulation, for every pain, oh God. I ask that they will be removed right now in the name of Jesus. But we are soaring with the eagles above all of that, oh God. No jealousy, no lust, no conceit, no envy, no provoking, God. No hatred, no jealousy, no selfishness, no sickness, no stress, no pain, no fear, oh God. Remove those things, oh God, for we walk in the spirit of love. We walk in the spirit of joy. We walk in peace. Bring on long-suffering, God, because you suffered for us, Father God. So bring it on. We will withstand it, oh God. We thank you for kindness. We walk in kindness. We walk in goodness. We walk in faithfulness, oh God. We walk in gentleness, Lord, and we will control ourselves, oh God, for this is not about us. But our walk is about you, oh God. For every graduate that is graduating, Father God, I pray that you would elevate them to the next level, oh God. I pray for the Preston family that you would give healing, health, and wellness in that family, oh God. I bless your holy name, oh God. I thank you for peace, peace of mind, Father God. Give Michael favor right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Maxina dear, oh God, as she's going through chemo. Give her strength, God. Give her peace of mind, Father God. Allow Perlene to be stable, oh God. For Joshua Jones, oh God, I pray that you will give the verdict, Father God, for the favor is in your hands, and it is upon him in the name of Jesus. For the baby that is 2 years old, with stage 4 cancer, God, I ask for you to heal her right now in the name of Jesus. To you, oh God, God, be all glory and honor, and we give you the praise. And this day we will let no man steal our joy. We praise you, oh God. Bless your name. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, evangelist. Thank you so much for that prayer. We have the back-to-back evangelists this morning for sealing that awesome word of remembering God and for lifting up our prayer requests. Again, it is our honor, and we take it so seriously. We print out all the prayer requests we receive, and as a prayer team, we bombard heaven with each and every prayer request that you all give us. We also are encouraging more of you who want to be prayer warriors, who have a prayer life, to be a part of this team as the frontline warriors. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Evangelist Gwen, for that awesome word, simple, profound, and powerful. Remember God. Thank you, Minister Candy, for opening up the portals of heaven so that the word of God could go freely. So on behalf of, again, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, who has been so faithful standing in, stepping up to the plate, and Dr. P.K. Roberts' absence and sabbatical, we just thank you for being a part of this Master's Call family from Alpha to a Genesis. It's all about Jesus. So as we always admonish you each and every day, now as you leave this call, you now go out and submit and obey the call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Again, thank you and have a blessed day. Highly favored in God. Bye-bye.